It's nearly 3 years since the public was last able to visit the Statue of Liberty, the torch-bearing icon of U.S. independence, which towers over Liberty Island in New York Harbor. The monument was closed after the attacks on New York and Washington in September 2001 and only reopened on Tuesday. Through that time, the statue has remained a potent symbol of U.S. pride, which perhaps explains why a marketing campaign featuring a rather portly version of the lady has attracted an outraged response from the U.S. Congress. Theo Leggett reports.
Lady Liberty, Mother of Exiles. Those are the affectionate terms which New Yorkers use to describe the Statue of Liberty. But the image used by the sandwich chain Subway in a recent promotion brings to mind her other nickname, Colossus. Advertising used in Subway's German franchises features a cartoon picture of the lady, looking more Michelin man than freedom fighter. Heavy-jowled and wide-hipped, she stands with her right arm raised proudly to the sky. But in place of the usual torch, she holds a bag of French fries, and in her left hand, she carries a cheeseburger. The image, with the slogan, "Why are Americans so fat?", was used by Subway to promote the controversial and rather stomach-churning new Morgan Spurlock documentary, Super Size Me.
I think I'm gonna have to go supersize.
It seems like you're starting to get addicted to it now.
Use all these numbers, right? These numbers are outrageous.
Unfortunately, you caused some major harm to your heart, your liver, your blood.
You're gonna die. You'll die.
I want more, 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 more.
You gotta stop it.
The film links the United States fast food industry to the country's growing obesity epidemic by following Mr. Spurlock's health problems as he lives on a fast food diet for a month. Subway markets itself as a healthy alternative to fast food, and the film includes an interview with its spokesman Jared Fogel, who claims to have lost huge amounts of weight by eating Subway sandwiches every day. But the campaign was ended this week after attracting harsh criticism from conservative groups in the United States. Among the outraged voices was the Republican Party leader in the U.S. House of Representatives, Tom DeLay. In a statement, he said that Subway's corporate patriotism was as flexible as its spokesman's waistline.
That was Theo Leggett reporting.